For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis Grizzlies superstar point guard Ja Morant is being traded to the Portland Trail Blazers. For seven seasons, he was the face of the franchise in the eyes of many NBA fans, though recent seasons have found his cachet waning with team owners. As the first Grizzlies player with a Nike shoe deal, he averaged 26 points per game over five career playoff series. Then in 2023, he was suspended for displaying a gun on social media and later accused of assaulting a teenager during a pickup basketball game. Injuries further reduced Morant's court time to playing just 79 out of 246 possible regular season games in the last 3 years. The trade deal brings Portland forwards Jeremy Grant and Chris Murray, together matching Morant's $42 million contract. The decision also follows the team's hiring of number 3 draft pick Cameron Boozer last week, a sign that Grizzlies management is in a rebuilding process. A water main break at 201 Poplar could keep the county's Criminal Justice Center closed until later this week. The Shelby County Health Department called the damage caused by interior flooding, quote, an imminent health hazard. While the repairs are expected to be completed today, Tennessee law requires the closure of public buildings without running water. Monday's flooding caused the county's numerous courts and the city's municipal courts to reschedule dates. The Shelby County Jail was not affected by the break. The Overton Park Conservancy is now seeking public feedback on future enhancements to portions of the 300-acre Memphis Park. A survey on its website, overtonpark.org, invites comment on remodeling plans being undertaken in partnership with Design Workshop and A2H Engineers, Architects, Planners. Some questions involve opinions on a new pavilion near Rainbow Lake, as well as options for improving the playground and boardwalk. The plans for the more recently acquired East Parkway area are more flexible, and the group is seeking general feedback on what residents want added. The survey closes July 11th. Later in the year, the Conservancy said it plans to host community meetings to gather additional suggestions. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.